Sorry, just had to navigate a frozen moor puddle. I'm across the fields where I live in Oxfordshire. In fact, I think I've taken the wrong route, to be honest. Excuse me, this is not a good recording, I bet. But, part of the field's still flooded and it's frozen over. But it can't be that cold because the ice seems to be melting over the frozen bits. So what am I doing out in a frozen field? Google have finally released the iOS version of Google Maps. So I've basically come out to try and see if it's any good. So yeah, that's basically it. So it's ironic that on a day when The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, has been released to the public, I'm going to see it this afternoon, an app release has me taking an unexpected journey across fields that are partially frozen. It's bloody cold out here as well. But it does take me back to the days when I used to do beta testing for a Twitter app that has now been bought by Twitter. I used to beta test some of their location services that are inside of it. Oh shit, my jeans are all messy. Oh well. Yeah, so I just want to see what the Google Maps app is like. Sorry, I got distracted there by two buzzards having a bit of a barney overhead. Yeah, so far so good. The map, the app is really clean. It's got the navigation of the menus on the right-hand side. So you've got, you know, usual traffic, satellite, etc., etc., and hybrid. And it also has a link to Google Earth, which I've not pressed because I'm out in the field. So I don't want to look at Google Earth when I'm out in the field. I want to actually know where I'm going. So, well, I know where I'm going because I need to get home at some point after this. It's a bit cold to be doing this kind of thing, but it does remind me of, as I say before, of beta testing various apps that had location services on them. It also reminds me of when I was a kid at school. I was about 13. I used to do a lot of cross country, and this was the weather when we used to do our cross country. Frozen weather. And it literally was cross country as well. I lived in a place called Finningley, which is kind of out in the sticks in Yorkshire. And we used to have to run across fields not too dissimilar to this. I remember there was a ditch we used to jump as well. But it was always in this kind of weather. Really hard ground, really cold. And, slipped. Really cold, and you'd finish, I think we used to do something like 4 miles, 5 miles, something like that. You'd finish and you'd have red raw legs from the cold. And head into the showers after you'd finish your cross-country run, and showers would always be too hot, and you'd end up itching like a lunatic because, you know, the cold, the heat and mix. But yeah, good memories actually. I remember when I was 13, I'd been in big school, big school for not too long, to be honest, and done what genes were passed between my mother and father in the union that made me, that it made me a good cross-country runner, quite active when I was younger. So much so, when I was 13, I was actually beating people in the sixth form, and they had a school-wide race 1 year, and I came third throughout the whole school. I was really chuffed with that. And if you knew me back when I was 13, I was a teeny, teeny person. It took me a while to sprout up to 5'11". But I was teeny at school, but a good runner for some bizarre reason. But anyway, I digress. See, that's the thing about apps and technology. It does have the wherewithal to lead you on unexpected journeys.